Welcome to the Confidence Lounge podcast, where we cover all things confidence in life and business. I'm your host, Elise Conroy, and I'm on a passionate mission to help thousands of women across the world feel more confident from the inside out. Because not on my watch am I ever going to watch another woman do insecure life and business again. So if you're ready to become your most confident self, mama, or businesswoman, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. So grab your favorite beverage, get nice and comfy, and get ready to receive today's confidence injection. Love them or hate them, the Carr Jenner clan are global success creators. And last week, I had the honor of attending the LA Magazine Women of Influence luncheon here in Los Angeles at the beautiful Fairmont Hotel in Santa Monica, where I got to see the matriarch herself, Kris Jenner, speak about success. And I want to share with you some of the tips that she offered today because they are so grounded, they are so down to earth, they are so tangible, and it's things that you can start implementing right away. They're truly no-brainers. And I was so inspired by how grounded Kris Jenner was and how simplistic she talked about her success. Because look, it doesn't have to be as hard as we make it out to be, right? So I want to offer you some of these tips as well as some bits of advice that the other panel of honorees, which included Cami Crawford, who is a Sports Illustrated model and the co-host of MTV's Catfish, Christine Devine, who was a local LA news anchor and overall just an iconic woman here in LA, and Jillian Zucker, who is a Clippers executive, who's one of our LA basketball teams, who is building the dream team along with a new venue for them to play at. So let's talk about these bits of advice, and let's open this up by talking about the success that Kris Jenner herself offered. So I was so impressed by Kris Jenner. I gotta tell you, she opened up right away talking about her love for her grandkids, and it was just such a truly authentic way to begin this conversation. Like, there is no doubt this woman loves her family so much. The reason why she does everything she does is for her family. I truly believe you can't fake authenticity, and that woman up there on that stage was the real deal. You could truly feel the love that she feels for her kids and her grandkids as she was talking, and it was so beautiful. So I love that she is a family woman at heart, and that came through so loud, so authentically. And she was talking about how she had a goal every single day of seeing as many grandkids as possible. And I love that. It just reminds me of my mom. So she was saying, oh, I love when the girls get together. And then I saw 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of my 13 grandkids. And it's just so funny watching Kris Jenner talk about being a grandma and just how much she loves it, because it really just humanizes her on such a beautiful level. And she also shared with us a story about how she used to work as a glaze scraper as a donut shop. And there was something that really made me laugh about picturing Kris Jenner down there with the scraper getting that sugary glaze off of the floor. And I was like, yes, she is human. And I love that she is truly the epitome of a self-made woman. And I remember I was working in the beauty industry, and I want to say this was around 2006, and my old boss got a call from Kris Jenner because they were friends that ran in the same circle, and she wanted advice on how to start a makeup brand. Imagine Kris Jenner calling you for advice on how to start a makeup brand, knowing the massive success that is Kylie Cosmetics and Skin by Kim. It just sounds so ironic now thinking back about that, because at the time it was like, who is this person that is calling asking for makeup advice? But that's the beautiful part about this, is she talked about how we all start somewhere, because she didn't know how to start a beauty brand. She didn't know anything when she started. She was just reaching out to anybody at the time who was in her Rolodex, right? We're really going to date ourselves here talking about this, who had experience in the beauty industry. And who ended up mentoring her was Anastasia Beverly Hills, who you all know. She was insane in the brow business. That's where she really got started. She was doing the Kardashians' brows, J-Lo's brows. She is really the brow queen. And she ended up mentoring Kris Jenner. And I love that she really took her under her wing, because one of the things that Kris Jenner said as she was talking is, in theory, she was Anastasia's competition. But yet Anastasia said, here's what to do. Here's who you need to talk to. Here's the manufacturers. Here's how to develop products. And Anastasia was the one who introduced Kris on stage. And Kris Jenner just thanked her, because without people like Anastasia Beverly Hills in her life, she wouldn't be where she is. And she said, I was her competition, but that didn't detour her from helping me. She had so much love and willingness to take the time to explain things to me. And she said, when you have women in your life who want you to win, it doesn't get any better than that. And that, my friend, oh my God, that just resonated with me on such a deep level. Like, truly just vibrated so beautifully in my body, because I think about all the women in my life who have mentored me, who have taken time to give me advice, who have answered my calls when I was at a turning point and didn't know what to do, and who overall were just so willing to jump in and help me. And that is such a beautiful gift, that we have women in this world who are so ready to lend out the helping hand, extend their arm and say, here, come with me, I've got you. And I love how all of us have this story, right, about how somebody has helped us along the way. And I think about how many women have adopted me because they saw my potential and they knew, okay, Elise is going somewhere. I'm going to help her get there. She might not be there yet, but we're going to bring out her gifts. I'm going to show her her power. I'm going to show her what to do next. And I'm so grateful for that. And I love when Chris said, when you have women in your life who want you to win, I think every woman deserves to have esteemed members of what I like to call an elevation squad, who is there to champion her success, to lift her up on days where she is down, to remind her of her greatness when she might lose focus and when she might forget how remarkable she is. That is a success guarantee at the highest level. She also said something that resonated with me on such a deep level. And she said, find people who will show you that your dream is not impossible. Oh, can we just like sit with that juicy, delicious piece of advice? Because when you have somebody, and it's almost like what I do with my clients, right? They might know, I have this glimmer, I have this dream. My brain tells me it's crazy, so I'm not doing it. It takes one person to introduce possibility into your mindset for that dream to be born. And sometimes you might not have the belief in yourself. You might not have the trust in yourself to actually go out there and do it. Or you might have a past failure that's influencing your ideas about what's possible for you at this point of your life. But all it takes is one person co-signing on your dream, your vision, somebody saying, hey, okay, that might seem impossible, but what if it was possible? And challenging that and giving you that first breadcrumb that's going to get you started. When she said that, I was like, yes, like literally just screaming, throwing my hands up in the air like a psycho in the audience over here, because it is so true. And I hope that you right now have somebody in your life who will show you that what you want to do is 100% possible, because it is. And if you need a person and you don't have somebody at this moment, consider me your bestie who has your back to remind you that everything that you want to do in your life is 100% possible, and you are capable of doing it right now. So that just was something, when she said that, everybody in the room was like, oh my gosh, yes. Because in that room was a powerhouse of successful women. Every single person that I talked to was either a brand founder or somebody who was a billionaire. It was just millionaires all left and right. I mean, it was the epitome of a successful powerhouse room. And I love being in that energy. I have a goal this year to put myself in as many rooms as possible with millionaires. And this room I stepped into had billionaires. And I felt so at home in this space, because I love being around women who did not subscribe to their limiting beliefs, who did not let the doubt get in their way of what they wanted to do in their life, who did not let fear stop them, who did not wait for an insecurity to be healed. They just did it anyways. They did it scared. They did it insecure. They did it filled with doubt, because they knew somewhere inside of them that they had the capability to figure it out. They knew that they could do it. And that one belief, I can do it, is what empowered them to actually do it. Because when you believe you can, you will, my friend. So I hope that you have somebody in your life right now to really champion you, because you deserve that. The next thing the moderator was asking the beautiful Kris Jenner is, how at 68 does she still have the energy to build all these brands? And basically, because the Kylie, her new, I think it's called Sprinter, it's her new vodka brand, was ironically launching that day, and she was talking about how she didn't know anything about alcohol brands either, and their portfolio of brands just keeps getting bigger and bigger. I mean, think they have shapewear, they have fashion, they have beauty, they have alcohol. I mean, there's nothing these women can't do, right? And she asked Kris if she would ever retire. And Kris was like, no, hands down, no. Like, it was a hard no, full body, hell no, I'm not retiring, because she loves what she does so much. And have you ever heard the saying, when you love what you do that much, it feels like you never work a day in your life? That is 100% how I feel about what I do. And that's how I felt about the beauty industry as well. I loved creating makeup so much. I love helping women so much. It is something to where I remember being asked early on in my business, if I never made another dollar doing this, would I still do this work? It was a hands down full body hell yes. I am head over heels in love with the work that I do. I feel like it is an honor to do the work that I do. I feel like the work that I do is a gift to this world. Can you say the same thing about the work that you are doing right now? If not, what needs to happen to change that? What needs to happen for you to feel head over heels in love with what you do, to feel passionate, to feel excited to get up every single morning and go to work every single day? Because our job is where we spend most of our life. We see our coworkers more than we see our families. So if you don't like what you do, it is never too late to change that. I just did a whole episode about making a midlife career pivot. It is never too late. Do not subscribe to the lie that it's too late for you, that you have to be doing this for the rest of your life. You don't. You are one decision away from a totally different reality. And I want you to wake up every single morning head over heels in love with the work that you do. You deserve that. So when Kris Jenner was talking about that model of just loving what you do so much that you never want to retire, she's like, I've got so much more to do. And I love she brought up the beautiful fashion icon, Iris Apfel, who just passed away at 102. She was one of the biggest fashion icons. And she was just using her as an example to say that woman loved fashion so much that even at 102 years old, she still got up every single day and put on that head to toe. And if you've ever seen a picture of Iris Apfel, you know who I'm talking about. She wears those big crazy glasses, crazy white hair, always in these insane over-the-top outfits. And she used her as an example of loving fashion so much it was a part of her. It was just what she did. It's what made her happy, and how she wished for every woman to feel that way about the work that she did. So when she was basically summarizing her whole entire idea of success, it came down to these simple steps. One day at a time, learn something new every single day, stay healthy, keep going, and never retire. And I love that approach because truly success is a one day at a time game, my friend. And when we get too far ahead of ourselves, we really get in our own way because it's all of a sudden, what if this happens? Oh God, now we're problem solving for things that are a future us problem or something that might not even happen. And it's such a waste of time and energy. And when you are constantly living in a beginner and learner mindset, that is such a success guarantee. So if you are taking on that identity, this is a way that I self-identify. I love to learn. I am hungry for more knowledge. I'm always looking for ways to better myself, to get myself to the next level, to refine a skill, to master a new skill, to learn something that makes me feel more empowered and more confident because I truly believe that knowledge is power. So if you are living in that learner mindset, how can you ever fail? Because failure is only feedback that you're going to learn and grow from. So if you're taking that failure and learning something new from it every single day, that is your success guarantee. If you are staying healthy and you are putting your health, because your health at the end of the day, if I've learned anything from watching both my parents fight stage 4 cancer, your health is wealth, right? So if you are putting yourself at the top of your priority list, you're going and getting your checkups, you are applying self-care, you're moving your body, you're filling your body with nutritious foods, you are doing things that you love, you're going outside, you're doing hobbies that bring you joy, you're managing your mindset, you're treating yourself, you're doing things and celebrating yourself, right? Another success guarantee. And then if you just keep going, one micro step every single day, even when it feels like nothing's working, even when you don't have the answers, even when you've lost belief in yourself and you're leaning into your elevation squad saying like, help me, remind me of why I'm amazing, right? And you're just taking those steps, success guarantee. And you're doing something that you love so much that you never want to retire from it, success guarantee. So I am so grateful for these beautiful words from Kris Jenner because so simple, one day at a time, learn something new every day, stay healthy, keep going, and never retire. And I think that is a beautiful model we can literally all apply today, regardless of what success you've created, what success you have yet to create, what success you desire. You can literally take that model and start following those steps and rinse and repeat. Every single day. Let's not bring brain drama into this. Let's not make it more complicated than it needs to be because truly it can be that simple. And I think about when I launched my business, I got in my way so hard. Like I've told you so many times how I've spent a whole year in hiding, just doubting myself, worrying about what everybody thought, worrying if I was good enough, all of this nonsense that truly did not matter. And I cost myself time, energy, success, money, because I was so in my head that I had paralyzed myself from moving forward. I'd gotten into this permanent state of just fear. And I think if I would have just applied Kris Jenner's approach and not got so far ahead of myself, not worried about, I should know everything by now. Oh, I'm an idiot, or I should have been smarter. Look at all the things I did before. I should know this already. I should be there already. And I wasn't staying healthy because I went right back into hustling, overworking, because that was my constant habit that I only knew how to empower until I learned how to break that. And I kept going, but I was fueled by doubt, and I was fueled by fear, and I was fueled by insecurity. So of course the process felt like crap, right? So I'm so glad that that is no longer how I operate, because that only would have cost me more success. And I knew when that was happening, I had an opportunity. I knew I had an opportunity to get out of that habitual way of operating. And that was when I started investing in coaching. I started learning from other people. I started adopting more mentors. I started asking for help because I knew I had to get out of my own way. And if you know you're in that pattern, I encourage you to do the same, because that will be some of the most valuable work that you ever do on yourself. To never have to question if you're good enough again, to never have to think, oh God, I'm an idiot because I don't know this thing yet. You're just going to be a perpetual learner, and you're going to see learning as something that's no big deal. It doesn't mean anything negative about you because you don't know something, and you're going to keep taking action in spite of not knowing. That is such a powerful place to be. So that is the advice from Kris Jenner. I want to share something else, and it's so interesting because I feel like in a weird way, my life has paralleled the Kardashians ever since I've moved to Los Angeles. And I think back to, I want to say it was 2018. I was still working in beauty, and I was heavily recruited to do product development and marketing for their beauty lines, and I turned them down. And when I tell people this, they are literally like gasping in horror, like, what? But I just, there was something in me that I couldn't deny, that it just did not feel like the right fit. And immediately after, I had been working with a recruiter, and they were really trying to get me in. And when I turned them down, I started questioning that decision. And I was wondering, did I make the wrong decision? Because it was a lot of money. It was a lot of visibility. And that obviously would have looked fantastic on my resume and would have been something amazing to have in terms of life experience. But there was something in my gut that was creating this full body hell no. And I knew I had to trust that. And little did I know what was coming. Little did I know the curveball that was going to hit me a few months later in the form of my dad getting diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And that was the ultimate thing that led me to leave the beauty industry altogether. And I think now, life had my back at the highest level when I said no to that decision. There was something I didn't know yet, but life knew. Life knew what was coming for me. And that was a form of protection, of giving me that one physical sensation in my gut intuition, and me giving me the belief to trust it and know that that was a no. I don't know why it was a no, but I just knew it wasn't right. And I did trust that. And I listened to my body's full body no, right? Because I truly believe, and this is a core belief I've had for a very long time, that life would never close an opportunity, a door to an opportunity that was meant for me. And I didn't know that with my dad's diagnosis, that that was going to be the catalyst that ended up being the vehicle that led me to leave beauty. Because once I stepped away from beauty, something so much bigger and more meaningful and more fulfilling was waiting for me. And I'm so glad I trusted that full body no. And I share this with you because a lot of times we regret decisions. We overthink things. We think, oh God, I made the wrong decision. Oh, I should have done this. I should have done that, right? And we overthink and we beat ourselves up, and then we are just so lost in our heads. But sometimes you just need to trust. You need to trust before you know, because I am so grateful I said no to that opportunity. Obviously, as much as that would have been incredible, but I knew something else was bigger. And I think about everything that I've done in the past 5 years, building Soul Makeup and helping women on a deeper and more meaningful level from the inside out, building their confidence. And this was my mission. And if I would have said yes to that opportunity, obviously that wouldn't have been great if I walked in the door and a few months later had to leave because of what happened with my dad. And then it would have been this other thing of like, oh, I never even got to see what that was really like, right? And that would have blocked me from stepping into my true potential and becoming an entrepreneur and living out this next level dream and this next level mission that I was put on this earth to do. So I share that with you because I think that when we are in a space where we don't have a relationship with our intuition, we feel it, but it's not something that we trust. And I encourage you to do the work on your gut space, on your sacral center, where your intuition lives, because your intuition never lies. Your intuition is always going to be a powerhouse guide for you that you can feel into to help you when it comes to decision making, really leaning into what's right or wrong for you. Is this person right or wrong for me, right? Your gut never lies. So it is crazy to think my life could have looked so different, but something bigger and better was out there for me. And I'm so grateful. And it was a very full circle moment going and seeing her speak, because obviously they've come so far, I've come so far, and it's such a beautiful thing to watch all of the success that's been created on both sides. So a little bit of other pieces of advice that I want to share with you that came from the panel is something that one of the moderators had said. It was Jillian Zucker, who is the Clippers executive. She was talking about how a really beautiful thing to do in terms of innovation is taking all technologies, bringing them all together and making it easy. And regardless of what industry you're in, regardless of what it is that you do, that is 100% applicable for you, because there is something easy right now that is out there waiting, something where you don't have to reinvent the wheel, where you can just take this and make it so much easier, more efficient for whatever it is that you do, because that's only going to benefit you and it's only going to benefit the end consumer of whoever is at the end of the line receiving the work that you are doing. I want to say it was Cammie Crawford who talked about, as the culture changes, the conversation changes. We all need to evolve together. And that is, once again, also 100% true. We need to be in there having conversations. We need to be open to this change. We all need to be working together to evolve this culture. So that way we are all aligned. We are all successful women moving the culture forward, where women get to thrive. Women get to be at that boardroom table. Women are in positions of leadership, that this is just normal. And I can't remember who said this, but they were talking about the importance of having a great network and being a giving part of it. So not only receiving from your network, but being a contributor. And I have found the value of my network is what has carried me through my entire career. Towards the end of my career, I didn't have to even reach out to get a job. It was people coming to me like, oh, I just knew Elise was the right fit for this. And literally my network is what opened doors. So that is the power of LinkedIn. That is the power of constantly staying in contact and having that open line of communication with the people you surround yourself with. And I, in all honesty, was terrified when I was leaving the beauty industry, because that was almost 2 decades of building this network in this community. And I was like, oh my God, I've done all this work to build these connections with these women who I love so much, who I just absolutely adore, who I would fight for, who I would champion, and I'm going to lose all of these connections. And little did I know, that network was going to be the one who was out there celebrating me, telling everybody, oh my God, you've got to work with Elise, she's amazing, hiring me to be their coach. I had no idea that my network was going to be this valuable once I started my business. I thought, oh, because I'm not in beauty anymore, I'm closing that door. It was the complete opposite. They were the ones that carried me, and now 75% of my clients work in the beauty industry. I'm going into beauty companies and within corporations and organizations to do workshops for their teams with the women that I love so much. And it feels like, oh my God, this is just all such a dream come true. So your network will support you. They want to support you. They want to help you. They are the hand that is there extending it, saying, come with me. We want to bring you with us, right? So have a network where you contribute and you also receive. Surround yourself with the right people and know your weaknesses. Those were the other two bits of advice I thought were really powerful. And I think for a lot of us, we are afraid to know our weaknesses. We're afraid to talk about our weaknesses. And I think that knowing your weaknesses is one of your biggest strengths, because when you know, like for me, I'm always somebody who wants to take on everything. I love taking on as much as I possibly can. I have the energy to do it, but I'm just so excited to say yes and everything sounds so amazing, but then I end up spreading myself too thin and I burn out. I know this about myself. And literally when people ask the question in job interviews of, tell us about a weakness that you have, it was always that, because it's the truth. And it's not coming from a place of, you know, it's actually just truly coming from a place of being excited and wanting to do so many incredible things. I love creating. I love developing. I love bringing remarkable ideas into this world. I think that it is so fun. And because if you're into human design, I'm an HD generator. I have a lot of energy. I can do what sometimes takes people weeks or months. I can do that in hours. So I've got the energy surplus to do it. You hear my energy coming through. So it is sometimes very challenging for me to say no to things when I'm so excited, I'm so lit up. But let's be real. I've only got so much energy. I am only one of me. And if I could clone me, I would. Because we'd be creating a lot more success in this world. Let's be real. So I think it's really important to know your weaknesses and not shame yourself for it. Don't judge yourself for it. Talk openly about it, because look, we all as human beings have weaknesses. We all have flaws. That doesn't mean anything negative about you. It just means that you are a human being navigating the human experience, learning how to work with your weaknesses, learning how to leverage your strengths, right? I think knowing your weaknesses is a superpower. And it's something I was just listening to a podcast. I think it was with Adam Grant and Stephen Barr. Is it Barlett? Barnett? He has the Diary of a CEO. And Adam Grant was talking about how the people on your team, they already know your weaknesses. So if you're over here trying to hide them, you might as well just own them because they already see it anyway. So just own your weaknesses. Make it, you know, I always used to joke. I'm like, here I am taking on another project. And everyone would start laughing. They're like, Elise, no, say no. And I'm like, but it looks so fun. So know your weaknesses, celebrate them, and then do the work on it to also overcome them, right? Or to strengthen yourself. I think that's such a beautiful gift. So that was some additional pieces of advice from the panel. And I also want to share with you one final thing. So they gave us a book. It was called The Cost of Being a Woman, Advancing Solutions for Economic Equity. And this basically breaks down all of these different stats about women and girls in California and in the nation of the United States. So this is a 2024 book, and it's from the Center of Advancement of Women from Mount St. Mary's University here in Los Angeles. And there were some really interesting stats that I want to share with you. So I am very data driven. I used to do a ton of work when it came to looking at like things like Nielsen data, WGSN data, and going into sales data, really understanding consumer behavior, really understanding demographics. That for me, I just get thrilled by looking at that type of data. So this is so interesting. So I want to share a couple stats with you. So there was a stat in the book that talks about how California is the home to the greatest number of women-owned businesses out of any state in the United States. And it employs 2.6 million people and boasts an annual payroll of $113 billion. Isn't that insane that one state with women-owned businesses, that is the contribution? I thought that was so cool. Now imagine if we were actually looking at that stat for the whole entire nation and for the world. Whoa, women, we are powerful. This is so cool. They also talked about how 34% of executive teams in California are women, and nationwide is 28%. Let's get that number up, ladies. I want to see you in those chairs. I want to see you around that table. If you don't know how to get there, then hire me and we will get you there, because I want to see that number over 50%, if not 100%, right? Not saying I want to like take back the power from the men, but let's bring in like some vibes from the Barbie movie and get more girls in the positions of power. Okay. So, and I know, like, doing big business, working for Fortune 500 companies, and especially in the beauty industry, you think that there's a lot of women at the top. Well, it was me and a table of men with suits, and they're usually all old and white. And I'm like, why are these old white men in suits making the decisions about what we as women wear on our face for our makeup? No, I want to change that. Right. And that is a big part of the work and the mission that I'm on in the beauty industry, is to see more women at the top and changing that breakdown, right? Okay, the other thing I thought was so interesting was they had a whole entire segment called The Cost of Beauty. And this obviously speaks my language because I'm, you know, ex-beauty, still working so much with the beauty industry, but these stats are so interesting. So on average, we as women spend $3,756 on products, treatments, and services per year. And that is set to increase by 11.6% this year alone. On average, we as women spend over $200 every single year on anti-aging. And it's interesting. I thought that number was actually quite low considering how expensive anti-aging products are, but I think there's a lot of, I mean, if you look at like Oil of Olay as a company, they have huge volumes in their anti-aging category. So there is a lot of really beautiful anti-aging skincare in the mass market segment, but $204 a year on anti-aging alone. And they broke down the stats. And this is astounding. This is also one of my reasons for leaving the beauty industry, because truly at this point, seeing things like this, I just could not morally be aligned in this position, monetizing women's insecurities. But they broke down a stat and it basically said industries prey on body dissatisfaction and appearance-based insecurities, which made $353 billion in 2019, with women using on average 13 plus beauty or personal care products per day. Okay, so now back to that whole conversation about the white men in suits around the boardroom table. So look, when I got to the top, and it wasn't like this for every company that I worked at, so I'm not gonna, you know, throw every beauty company under the bus. But when I got to the top for a Fortune 500 company, it became less about the consumer and more about the dollar. So what we were doing was strategically finding out ways to monetize women's insecurities to make more money. So there is no commonality between how you feel about yourself when you look in the mirror and you paying for products to make you feel better about yourself. That was my job as a product developer and marketer, and that makes me feel ick. So I am righting the wrong that I did and truly helping women feel confident, secure, good enough from the inside out by helping you with your mindset, helping you build your confidence, not from an outer superficial skin deep level, right? Because I truly used to believe when I started in the beauty industry that makeup would fix all. That's how I felt as a little girl after getting bullied. After doing this for almost 2 decades, I know that is not true. After doing my own work on myself as doing personal development and mindset and professional development work, I knew that this was not something that confidence, you know, and success and truly feeling good enough and worthy and deserving was not something that could be created from the outside in. I learned that on a very deep level. So I could not continue to work in an industry that preyed on women's insecurities and monetize them. That just did not feel morally aligned with me anymore. And thinking about what would happen for that $353 billion that was made, if you truly felt good enough, if you loved what you saw when you looked in the mirror without makeup, if you felt like your body was banging wherever it was at, right? Think about how much of that money would go away for all of these companies overnight. So it is no coincidence, my friend, that you feel the way that you do about yourself. You have been trained and conditioned to believe these things about you, so you keep spending to fill the void. Okay, so I need you to know this about yourself. I need you to be intentional about when you are buying things and ask yourself the question, am I buying this out of insecurity or feeling like I'm not good enough? And I'm looking at this product to solve this for me. Because look, the product's never going to solve that for you. I wish it would, but it's not going to. So don't subscribe to that lie, because that lie is costing you a lot of money. So another thing that they brought to the table was talking about how when women spend on average 55 minutes per day on their appearance, that equals 355 hours per year, which is equivalent to an entire 2-week vacation. So once again, if you loved what you saw in the mirror, you didn't feel the need to ever do your hair or makeup, all of that time goes back to you. All of that 355 hours, you never have to spend that on yourself again, right? And if you look at me, obviously, you see I wear a lot of makeup. I find makeup to be really fun. Makeup is my creative outlet. I've been like that since I was a little girl. So I would happily give those 355 hours per year because it's something I truly enjoy. But there was a point in my life where I couldn't even go to Target without putting on concealer or foundation or some lip gloss because I didn't feel good enough. I couldn't go check the mail at the end of my driveway because, God forbid, one of my neighbors saw me and had a judgment about me, what I looked like without makeup. That's when spending becomes a problem. That's when overusing time because of insecurity becomes a problem, right? So I was looking at this with just to kind of compare the stats of what we see nationwide versus the women that I work with. So I, at this point, have coached hundreds of women inside the CAN program. And something that I do inside of the program is I evaluate your time and your money and how you spend both. So I do a full time audit, I do a full financial audit, and we start to see, are you happy with your spending? So in doing that, I obviously see how much women make. We see every dollar coming in, every dollar coming out, and I also see how you spend every single minute of your day. So when I look at the women that I work with, they are on average director to C-suite levels if they are working in corporate America or in a business, right? So on average, these women who are working with director titles all the way up to CEO are making on average between $100,000 to $500,000 per year. Now, that was actually much higher than the average that was listed in the stats. I want to say the average in the stats was around $80,000 per year for women in America. Now, when it comes to business owners and entrepreneurs, the average there is quite vast. So it was on average between $80,000 on the lower end of the spectrum all the way up to $1 million per year. So on average, these women are spending $500 to $1,000 a month on beauty services, which equates to $6,000 to $12,000 per year. And this spending goes down dramatically after our work together because they're no longer spending fueled by insecurity or spending to fill a void or to avoid feeling or to avoid, you know, a problem, right? Because a lot of us will do, it's a very interesting pattern. We will shop to fill a void. So let's say you had a bad day at work, you get home, you're not feeling great, you open up Amazon, and next thing you know, you've mindlessly spent $200, and it feels so good as you do that. So it gets you that hit of dopamine, you got some cool beauty products that you're super excited to use, and then you get that all over again once they actually arrive at your house. So a lot of times people are not keeping track of how this adds up. So I had one client who was doing that level of shopping. She was also buffering with wine. She was also going to the salon to get her nails done. Then she was getting facials, then she was getting her hair done, then she was getting massages, and she was spending It was $4,000 a month, and she had no idea that this was happening. And granted, she was making $300,000 a year, so she could technically afford it, but it was spending to fill a void fueled by insecurity. So once we healed that insecurity and got her aware of her spending habits and removed the emotion from her spending, she got so much time back and she got so much money back. So I typically see that goes down, that $6,000 to $12,000 a year goes down significantly once you get in control over your spending and you're aware and intentional about your spending patterns, right? I also, when I look at the average, saw that they are spending 30 minutes to an hour and a half every single day getting ready, which equates to 10,950 minutes or 182 hours per year on the low end of the spectrum. And then on the higher end of the spectrum, when they're spending an hour and a half to get ready every single day, that equates to 32,850 minutes or 547 hours. So that is 8,760 hours in a year. That's how many hours we have in a year. So that works out to 6% of their entire year, which is dedicated to getting ready, right? And for the women who were spending an hour and a half on the higher end of the spectrum, when we actually evaluate, is that time serving you? Is you spending all of your time getting ready every single day serving you? When we got intentional about it, what we were finding was there were minutes eaten up every single day because there were 10 outfits tried on, but she didn't feel good enough in any of them. She felt insecure in all of them. So she couldn't get out of the house. And so she's like, okay, well, let me go put some more makeup on. Let me fix my hair one more time before I run out of the door. So it wasn't actually time getting ready. It was time indulging and feeding insecurity, doubting herself when she looked in the mirror, criticizing herself, fearing, oh God, is someone going to think that I look bad in this outfit when I walk into the office today, right? So we got that down to a half an hour because she was no longer doing these type of things fueled by insecurity, fear, and doubt. So I wanted to share those stats with you, A, because I find them personally super interesting. And I always think that when we can hear metrics, to just hear where other women are at, it's a growth opportunity for us because we can see where we're at. We can evaluate. We can see, oh, do I want to be there? Do I want to be here? And you can see what your opportunities are. So are you in a space right now where you don't want to spend via insecurity, where you don't want to be dedicating so much time to getting ready in the morning, right? And you want to get closer to where the national average was. So ask yourself these questions because that's going to reveal a lot. And if you need that support, come join me in the CAN program. We will get your time and money in check and we will get you into a place where you are no longer spending time and money fueled by insecurity. Because goodness gracious, that is costing women so much time and money. All right, my friend. So a couple notes in closing. I want to just offer you a few other pieces of advice to just summarize what we talked about today and just give you a couple other nuggets to work with here. So put yourself in the room with people who are already where you want to be. So this is something I have done intentionally my whole entire career. And it has been one of my biggest contributors to success. So as I mentioned earlier, I have a goal to be in the room with millionaires. And now being in this room, I was in the room with billionaires. And for me, I love identifying the most successful person in the room and going straight over there and asking them how they got there. I think there is so much beauty in learning from other people's experience. And people are so willing to share. People love being asked questions about their experience and their journey. So do not be afraid to go up and just say, oh my gosh, I am so impressed with everything that you've done. How'd you get started? How did you get to where you're at? Because you're going to learn something. You are going to hear one golden nugget that leads you to your next step. Maybe you're going to use them as an example of what is possible, which is going to feed your belief in your own possibility because you're going to say, if she could get there, I can too, right? So use that opportunity to put yourself in a space where people are already where you want to be because then you're going to learn how to get there and you're going to get there that much faster. And you never know, somebody might adopt you as a mentor, like what's happened to me so many times, because when people see somebody who is ready, who is hungry, who is driven, who is ambitious, who has a clear vision and a mission, they are going to do the work to help you. They want to see you succeed. So put yourself in that room. The next thing I want to offer you is it's okay to not know as you get started. So as Kris Jenner said, she didn't know anything about the beauty industry or the alcohol industry, but she asked. So don't worry about the how. Don't worry about how it's all going to work out. Worry about the who. Worry about who you need to talk to. Worry about who you need to be to start that business and make that dream your reality or whatever it is that you want to do. Worry about who you need to be the woman who feels secure asking for support to overcome these fears, these doubts, these insecurities, these limiting beliefs that are keeping you from actually getting started. Don't consume yourself with the how, because the how will spin you out every single time. And you're never going to know the how until you do it. I launched a podcast episode that is titled My Secret Formula to Get Whatever You Want in Life and Business. It is my top episode. episode, and there's a huge portion in there that talks about letting go of the how. So I want you to go back and listen to that, because that is such a powerful episode. It has literally changed so many women's lives, because it's all about getting out of your own way and not worrying about the how, just trusting it's all going to come together and just taking one step at a time to get there. Okay, the next part is taking the one step at a time, right? So that is what I truly call the CAN mindset. I show women how to take confident action now. That is what CAN stands for. My program is called the CAN program, right? Because truly, it's one micro step at a time. And that one micro step might be getting out of bed every single day, right? And just doing one tiny thing. Putting one post up, asking for one recommendation, putting one application in, right? Like taking one step every single day. Because here's the thing, is that we success stack, right? So that one step that you took is going to create 1 ounce of success. And what it's going to do is start stacking. So that success is going to compile over time. And next thing you know, you're going to all of a sudden be where you want to be because you took one micro step daily to get there. That is the power of taking confident action now. The next little nugget I want to offer you is trusting that life has your back, and they would never be in a space where life is going to close a door to an opportunity that is meant for you. So just like what happened where I had the opportunity to go do product development for, you know, so many huge beauty brands and I turned them all down. But now look, I'm living my new dream. There was a reason why life closed those doors, because those opportunities weren't meant for me. And I trusted that. And I didn't need any explanation beyond that. It was just like, cool, that's a no. And that's okay. I didn't need to sit there and overthink it. I didn't need to obsess about it. It just was a no. And we moved on, right? Because I knew that there was something bigger and better out here for me. And that was 100% right. Thank you, life. I appreciate you, right? Okay. And the last thing I want to offer you is know that there is always more out there for you, and that there is more than enough for all of us. So please, my love, do not get lost in the cycle of compare and despair, because that is such a huge waste of time and energy. You are in a game of one. You are your only competition. Do not worry about what everybody else is doing. That is where I saw so many companies go wrong that I worked for, because if they saw a launch that was going well in Sephora, they're like, oh, we got to get on that bandwagon. I remember, God, this was like the vein of my existence at one point in my career, when Too Faced launched the peach palette. Everybody needed to make a scented makeup palette. And it was so frustrating because nobody was going to do the peach palette in the way that Too Faced could do the peach palette, right? But yet you had all these brands out there trying to keep up with the competition, and then it didn't sell. And it was a waste of time because that wasn't in true integrity with the brand. And I have been in so many situations where I'd be presenting to retailers and they're telling us to be more like somebody else because that's what's generating dollars. Okay, well, when you sell your soul and you're doing everything you need to do to keep up with the competition and keep up with the Joneses, that is a beautiful strategy to end up failing, feeling unfulfilled, feeling unhappy, because you're not truly living in alignment and in integrity with what it is that you want to do. So this is something that I see so many women as individuals do. This is so many things that I've seen businesses do that cost them mass amounts of success. And when you are only focused on your competition and you're just comparing yourself and feeling like you need to fit in, that's when you lose your edge. That's when you lose your magic. That's when you lose your authenticity. So authenticity is such a success guarantee. I truly believe that being yourself is one of your biggest success guarantees, both as an individual and the biggest of the biggest companies in the world. I look at some of the beauty brands that are succeeding right now, and I look at Thrive Cosmetics. They are 100% true and true, just in 100% integrity. And this is 100% because of their brand founder. She has not lost her edge. She has not lost her vision. She has not lost her focus. I was just watching on LinkedIn. I saw a video that they put out about going to, you know, fulfill a mission, and that their whole mission is cosmetics, right? So it's all about the cause. And they went down to Skid Row in LA doing makeovers on all of these women. And you saw these makeovers just really transform these women. And they started connecting with this version of themselves that felt beautiful, that they had felt like they had lost touch with. And they're like, oh my God, she's still there. And that one single thing that they did when they went out and did those makeovers on Skid Row has the potential to change these women's life for the rest of their lives. They can show her that there's still something that is possible for her, that she can step into this different reality. And I love mission-based companies. And when I see companies lose their focus with their mission and they go for the dollar over the mission, that's when the brand dies. That's when they sell out, right? So don't be a sellout. Do not worry about what anybody else is doing. You are in a game of one, and we don't need to compete with each other because there is so much surplus for us all. I recently had somebody bring to my attention that there's another confidence coach who loves pink, and they're like, oh, well, are you worried about her thinking that you're copying her? And I was like, I think that there's space in this world with billions of people to have two confidence coaches that love pink, right? Like, and it was so interesting that that person had brought me that feedback. And what that showed me was that person was living in a scarcity mentality, a lack-based mentality. And when you live in a lack mentality, you are under the influence of the belief that there is never going to be enough for you. So get out of there, because there is always more than enough for you. There is surplus available to you at every single level. You do not have to compete to succeed, because there is more success than you could ever dream of that is available to all of us. So get out of the compare and despair cycle. It will kill your success every single time. Oh, friend, thank you so much for listening to these success words. I am just so in love with creating success. I think that it is so fun. That is a huge mission of mine, is to help women achieve and amplify their success at every single level. So I hope these tips have been helpful for you. If you loved this episode, please share this with a friend. Drop me a rating and review. Tell me what you loved about it. Send me something on Instagram. Let me know how this helped you. And please continue to share this beautiful podcast with the people that you love in your life. As you know, I'm on a mission to help as many women as I can. So by you sharing, that helps me get these tools in more women's hands. So thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing, for dropping your reviews in, for your ratings. It means the absolute world to me. I'm so, so, so grateful for you. So keep sharing these success tips with the women that you love in your life, because look, we can all rise to the top together if we all have the right tools. So get these tools in your girl's hands and let's all go to the top together. All right, my love, I will be back with you next week. And one closing reminder, your gifts are powerful and you deserve to be paid well for what you bring to the table. Do not ever settle for less. Okay. All right. I'll see you next week. Oh, hey, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If this helps you, I would love for you to share the gift of confidence with a friend, because this is how we all grow. So share this with your girls, a coworker, a fellow mama, or your fam on social media, because we all need support in our confidence journey. So sharing can help us heal, feel better, and take steps to grow now. Also, I'd love if you would drop your rating in. Ratings and reviews help me so much more than you realize. And if you found yourself listening today and thinking, I need professional support, I would love to invite you to join the CAN program, where I will teach you how to take confident action now. If increased confidence is what you want, this is multiple months of dedicated you time where we will do the deep work on you to create your most confident self, both personally and professionally. Because once you know how to generate the feeling of confidence from the inside out, the possibilities become endless and your results become inevitable. This is the most valuable investment you will ever make in yourself, and I cannot wait to see who you become on the other side of doing this work on you. So visit me at soulmakeup.com to learn more, or come be my bestie on Instagram. You can find me at your soul makeup. See you next time.